Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Details were not disclosed, but I would love to know how much Eli Lilly paid to be the sponsor patch for the Indiana Fever. You have to think that the competition, once you knew Caitlin Clark was coming to town, was fierce. Considering the Fever are going to be on 36 televised games out of 40 games of their season. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. What's going on? 317-239-9393. That is me giving out a phone number. That doesn't happen. That's just madness. Is Tony all right? Fine. Just in the mood. 317-239-9393. Lilly will be the official health equity partner of the Fever. And they ruined it. I don't know what they mean. They don't know what they mean. It's fine. It's ridiculous and it's fine. I'm telling Eli Lilly they don't know what they mean by health equity. And I'm telling the Fever they don't know what they mean by health equity. You mean you want people to buy more Zepbound? I mean, that's all. That's all. I don't think the stock price of Eli Lilly has been on this amazing rise. Because they've been working really hard on health equity. Because most people be like, yeah, I don't know what that is. That's a buzzword. They learned that at Columbia, right? Look, there's a product that helps you lose weight. Now I get it. I'm buying Lilly stock. Full disclosure, I don't own any Lilly stock. My fault. I'm saying the words. But in terms of getting your name on the jersey, good get. That you kept it Indiana based, I think is just a nice touch. It's I think it's going to be endearing to a lot of people. You have to imagine a fair amount of people wanted that space on the jersey. Say what you will. We don't know what the Caitlin Clark effect is until it happens. Meanwhile, the city of Indianapolis trying to move forward on a new tax district regarding Major League Soccer and the placement of a stadium. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Development Commission giving preliminary approval. Why? I don't know, because they won't look at the mayor and be like, what are you doing? We've already got this set. And so we're clear, just because we have an area set doesn't mean we have an ownership group set. This is, of course, how Joe Hogsett announced all by himself, we're going after Major League Soccer, which is what Ersal Ozdemir and the Indy 11 have been trying to do in building out the tax district and everything else. It was really for everybody. I mean, everybody was like, what is happening here? From sources, certainly within and around the Indy 11, the city county council, according to multiple sources, totally blindsided by this. So much so, and good work by Mickey Shuey over at the IBJ, because he points out that nobody knows, right? So this goes from this commission to the full city county council. And the question is, who's going to propose this? Who's going to sponsor the proposal? And according to Kristen Jones, who represents District 18, that's actually both stadium sites are located within her district. She's like, yeah, I don't know. We have no idea who's going to sponsor it. So that's pretty interesting. Who is going to sponsor this new proposal that Joe Hogsett wants? To quote The Godfather, the one who comes forward with the deal is the one who betrayed you. And Indianapolis will know which member of the city county council betrayed. You call it the Indy 11, you call it the Brickyard Battalion, or Rational Thought. We'll see. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Yesterday, I spoke to Daniel Elliott, who is the treasurer of Indiana, and we were discussing the move from the state to purchase $5 million in bonds from the state of Israel. Some people might see that as very supportive in this moment of war, but is the job of the treasurer to be supportive politically or to be sure you're being solid with the people's money? These are the questions. Starting with this $5 million, I asked the treasurer, Daniel Elliott, yesterday.
First off, while the $5 million is the amount that we just invested today, a couple months ago, we actually invested $25 million. So this is the second investment we made in Israel in the last couple of months since the October 7th tragedy. But first off, the real main reason is fiduciary. It's a good investment. And my main job as the chief investment officer of the state of Indiana is to make sure that we get a good return on our investments. Part of the reason why we do that is because by having a good return on our investments, then we literally get to tax the people of our state less. So when Israel came to me and said, look, we'd like to interest you in investing in some more bonds. It's a 5.5% interest rate for a three-year bond. That's incredibly great. And I'm like, wow, this is a really good investment. And I will just say right off the bat that, I believe in the economy of Israel. Because they're at war, any nation at war is going to have some struggles. But overall, the economy of Israel is very diverse. It's very strong. They got a strong tech sector. The people of Israel are very focused and hardworking. And you've got a lot of entrepreneurship in that community. All in all, those are all the indicators of a very, very solid investment. And of course, you give me a 5.5% interest rate, I'm like, that is a good deal.
So in the press release that you have, and I'm quoting here, Indiana currently holds $105 million in Israel bonds. After this, the state will hold $110 million, a $5 million buy today. This purchase is a $5 million bond at 3 years at a fixed rate of 5.5% and yield at 65 basis points higher than U.S. Treasury notes. Israel has never missed a payment on its debt service. So you talk about the 5.5% being a very good return. Compare that to other countries or other bonds that you look at.
If you look at other countries, you're not getting these kinds of returns. And when we look at even our own, like I said, Treasury notes, we're 65 basis points above that. So you're looking at something that is a really good investment in a really stable economy, even while they're at war. And imagine, other countries that are at war, they can't touch this. And so we look at this and say, hey, first off, I've got to focus on my fiduciary duty as state treasurer and say, what's good for the state of Indiana? And that is really, really good investment. And it also, frankly, helps our closest ally. So all in all, I'm looking at this saying, this is a win-win for the state of Indiana. It's something that's going to help our state be able to keep our tax base lower. All these are pluses for our state. And I look at it, and I'm not going to lie, I'm also a little proud of the fact that we are the fifth largest state investor in Israeli bonds. And that means that we are the only people investing more than us right now are states like New York, Florida, Texas, Ohio, which have, frankly, much larger economies. So we're doing something that's really good for our state, as well as helping an ally.
talking to Daniel Elliott, state treasurer of Indiana, where they have purchased $5 million of Israel bonds. Something else in your press release, and I'm quoting here, "While there may be a few loud individuals on college campuses and other places that want us to abandon Israel, I believe now is the time to refocus and recommit to our most important ally. We don't need to boycott and divest, but engage and invest." And yes, we hear on college campuses the push for boycott, divestment, and sanction, boycott Israeli products, divest from investment in Israel, and sanction Israeli companies and Israeli products. This is all an effort, BDS, in order to destroy the country and end relations with them. But this paragraph, what I just read, could lead one to believe that the move made, at, even if it's at 5.5%, even if it's a higher return than U.S. Treasury notes, is all just posturing. This is Daniel Elliott, state treasurer of Indiana, wanting to get on radio, wanting to get on TV, wanting to make a name for himself, and not actually doing what's best for Indiana, but rather what's best for his brand. Respond to that.
Well, no, and that's that. I'm glad you asked that question, because obviously those people don't know me. I'm just a guy from Martinsville, Indiana, a small community in southern Indiana. And I'm telling you, one thing that I'm more worried about than anything else is doing a good job. So they can make that criticism. That's their issue. The reality is simply this. It's what's good for the state of Indiana. And I made a commitment when I got elected to always put the state of Indiana first, not myself, not my own feelings or my own wants, but the state of Indiana. Shoot, I'm a horseman. I would love to invest in horses all day long, but I also know it's a terrible investment, so I'm not going to do it. Not for the state, not for myself personally. So, you know, again, people are going to criticize, and free country, free to do so. But I know what I'm doing is focusing on what's best in the state of Indiana, and the numbers prove it out.
When you make a move like this, do you check in with the governor in Indiana, Eric Holcomb? Are you talking to other agencies about a move like this? And do you receive any pushback?
So I actually have been given the authority by the General Assembly to make these decisions on my own sole discretion. So the first answer is no, I do not check with other agencies to seek out their permission, so to speak, on these issues, because I don't need to. Now, what I do, because I just believe it's good to work well with your coworkers, is once I've made a decision like I have in this case, I did reach out to the governor's office, to the Senate pro tem, to the speaker, to other elected officials like our comptroller, Elise Nshala, and reached out to them and said, hey, I want you to be aware, here's the decision I'm going to make. And that way, if there's feedback, of course, I would welcome feedback. But also, if something were to happen, I know that they can say, hey, direct those folks to me. If somebody has a question, why, you know, and ask the governor's office, why did you make this decision? He can say, well, that actually isn't the governor's office decision. That is the treasurer's office. So reach out to them.
Just part of my conversation with Daniel Elliott, state treasurer of Indiana. The importance of digging into, are you buying these things just because you want a posture, I thought was incredibly important. Because that is not a reason to buy anything. If you as an individual want to buy something to be supportive, it makes perfect sense. The government has to do things that are best for the state. And posturing is not a part of the plan. Should never be. That's why I asked about it. The full interview is available at WIBC.com, and I you know, commend you to go check that out. But it was great to see on X the people saying, oh, what a waste of money. They never listened to the interview. They never listened to the return. They just immediately heard Israel, and they decided to be negative. Just when you see that, that's how you know how to knock people out, right? You know, you don't pay attention to them. They're not seriously engaged. They're just angry, bitter, sad folk, which is so much of what we're seeing. But we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Right now,
whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen.
Where friends today on the marketplace,
raise the rafters high.
Get your Spirograph.
Yesteryear until they say goodbye.
The toy in question is older than myself, is older than Matt Bear, is older than... Who, am I the oldest person on the station right now? No, Hammer's older than me, right?
No.
He just looks it?
No, he's Hammer and I are the same age, 46. It might be Nigel, I don't know.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
It's Nigel or Casey. That's the way I'm telling the story. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Matt Bear, a simple and fascinating way to draw a million marvelous patterns. Kenner's new Spirograph for all ages.
Okay, is that one of those things with the knobs at the bottom? Oh, no, that's an etching sketch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's it. And it's, you go around the circle and you put your pen in it, it creates patterns.
Oh.
Do you not know what this is?
No, I don't think I do. Is it AI? No, you said it's older than.
Yeah, no, it's AI. That's, as in A, I just drew this with my Spirograph.
Yay!
That's exactly what it is. You can go to my Twitter feed at Tony Katz, and you can see the photo of it right there. It is missing four small wheels, but it has the pen with different colors and push pins. And according to this, it has shafts. I don't know what to do with that at all. And it's in working condition. It could be yours out of Sheridan, Indiana, for $5.
Okay, when you say it's missing four wheels, this isn't a vehicle. This is like four wheels within the drawing system of the Spirograph, right?
Are you telling me you don't know what a Spirograph is?
No, I just pulled it up and I can see what it is now. I never had one of these things, no.
No.
No, I was deprived. I used to ask for one every single Christmas and Santa would never bring me one.
Are you telling me, first of all, you never asked Santa for this. Don't do that to people. They'll start openly weeping. Are you telling me that you've never used one?
No, I've never seen this toy in my life, but I'm kind of disappointed. It's really cool.
I don't even know what to say.
No,
like if you look at the cover, like the cover of the box, you can see you use different of those round wheels inside a larger one, and depending on where you have the pen placed, you create different imagery.
Like you'd see in a kaleidoscope, you know, one of those things with your eyes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, sure. Like a kaleidoscope, except the kaleidoscope, you're turning it and then the little, you know, like plastic, the colored pieces are moving. It's changing the shapes in front of you. Here, you actually draw them.
The kids look bored.
Of course they're bored. This
the
isn't an iPhone.
The box look bored.
This is how we had to entertain ourselves, people.
No.
You know how real our struggle was? Pretty freaking real.
We had to build things with Legos. It's our imagination.
Oh, these people, if they had to do Legos today, they would fall down.
No, they wouldn't even graduate high school.
This is it's missing four wheels. It's only $5. This is $5.
That's a deal.
Honestly, drive up to Sheridan right now, Matt. Don't worry about traffic. Just go and get it before it's gone.
Love the people of Sheridan. Love their birthday gifts even more.
This is available on the marketplace. Sponsorships now available. Seriously, got to get this done. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Taylor Greene continues to throw caution to the wind. She is moving forward with a motion to vacate, and as she says, she doesn't care what anybody thinks about it.
What you guys need to know is I really don't give a rat's ass what anybody up here says about what I'm doing.
She's delightful. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Her and Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky want to move forward with a motion to vacate and remove the Speaker, Mike Johnson. Hakeem Jeffries, leader of the Democrats, has already said, I'm not down with that. We're not going to move forward on this. to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, see, this is proof that Democrats are in charge. If you would like to be in charge, win. If you would like to win, don't do things that hurt you. And getting rid of the speaker will not help. The idea that getting rid of the speaker is going to help you, the second time you will have gotten rid of a speaker in 2 years, that it would help you win in November, oh, these people are serious, is a laughable notion. The idea that it will help you gain more followers, I can see that. That you're not happy with Mike Johnson, I can also see that. That's a rational point of view. You're not happy with Mike Johnson. Fine by me. Don't elect him to be speaker next time around. But you're not going to gain anything this way. You're not going to make anything better. You have no real majority to work with. You're right. We should have done border funding before Ukraine funding. I wholeheartedly agree. And that's reason enough, in my view, to sit Mike Johnson down after Republicans get further control of the House with a larger majority. It is. You could even have a conversation with me after the election, if the majority stays narrow, about needs to vacate the chair down the road. But you're walking into an election season, and you want this to happen. All things are political. The country is being hurt by him. The country's being hurt by a whole bunch of things. I don't know if it's specifically the speaker. Now, I'm a guy who supports providing aid to Ukraine, because I don't understand this mathematics that somehow we're better off with Russian aggression. Oh, Russia's not an aggressor. Russia doesn't have expansionist ideas. Okay. You know, there's more news out there than just Tucker. There's history books and Vladimir Putin's own words. So, I'm sorry, Tucker's just wrong. Doing the interview, no problem. Walking into supermarkets and saying this is better than the United States, super creepy. But even I, who supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression, wanted to do the border first. The idea that we're going to take in Palestinian refugees, we haven't secured the southern border, is insane. We take in Palestinian refugees, we don't take care of homeless veterans. Insane. There's a multiplicity of things, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, that we're doing wrong. As a matter of fact, I personally blame you for. You're not doing enough. The conversation should be about your political future. See how that works? Hey, you're a politician. That's the game 24/7. You're always on the chopping block, especially in the House. You're getting reelected every 2 years. Don't make this move. It's a bad, bad move. The Democrats have said they will not move forward on that, right? At least Hakeem Jeffries has said so. I don't know. I don't know. They could. And things will come to a standstill. That's not the part that concerns me, all right? The House at a standstill is probably better for all of us. Less damage that they can do. The less damage they could do, the better. So I'm completely in. But the damage to an election, that's the part that concerns me. That's the part that concerns me. So Democrats right now saying, we're not going to move forward on this. Who knows how much control Hakeem Jeffries really has of his caucus. I have control of two tickets to the Sancio Grand Prix, May 11th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's what I have control of. And we will take the, the fourth caller. Is that easy enough? Number four? 1-2-3-4, 317-239-9393. That is the number. Get your tickets to the Sancio Grand Prix. I think that's the way you say it. I think that's the fancy way to say it. The tickets are there. The tickets are there. And of course, as we all know, we are in the month of May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be-
be May.
And we are just days away. Days away from the Indianapolis 500. 24 days, 4 hours, 7 minutes, 31 seconds. The countdown clock is there. The countdown clock is right there at WIBC.com, presented by Reese Nichols Jewelers. It says so right there, so I figured I should read it. It's going to be good, and I think there's already drama, especially when you take a look at what's going on with Team Penske and Joseph Newgarden. Kurt Darling in the next hour will break down what's going on there. Drama is good. Drama is good for IndyCar. And I don't know if that is an organization that wants somebody to turn heel, like they're going to follow the wrestling world, except for all the stuff Vince McMahon did, you know, and do some more of that. I don't have a good answer there at all. But a little drama going into the month of May, going into the San Siro Grand Prix right there. You can get your tickets, 317-239-9393. Fourth caller, I've got 2 tickets, giving them away. It's good. And then going into the 500, which is going to be nutty. Oh, it's going to be a good year. They're selling out well. It's going to be good stuff. I will see you at the track.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So this development commission gives initial approval to a Major League Soccer stadium, even though we already have an area that's been approved for a Major League Soccer stadium. The fight is beginning. This all started with Joe Hogsett deciding we're going to apply for Major League Soccer, when that clearly was something in the works that allegedly the city was working with the Indy 11 about. Now, for the sake of clarity, regardless of friendship or an affinity I have, people are allowed to pursue their own ideas. And if there was a group out there that had the money that wanted to pursue getting a Major League Soccer team, they're allowed to do it. Just because the Indy 11 has been working towards this doesn't mean they're the only ones allowed to get into the game. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And why this matters, not having anything to do with the sport. It has to do with how this city acts and how this city engages. Nobody has countered the argument made by the 11 that the city acted in bad faith. No one countered the argument made by the Indy 11, the USL soccer franchise, that the city broke off its contact, its conversations, and then made this announcement. Joe Hogsett made it alone. The reporting states that the city county council didn't know it was coming. There was nobody with him. This is him all by himself, and clearly at the direction of those who want it to happen, because Joe Hogsett does not have the mind or the courage to do this on his own. He doesn't. And I know there have been some members of his team kind of upset with me for saying so, and they went to social media with some strongly worded tweets or posts. Sure, whatever you say. He doesn't have it, and everybody knows it. So now his strings are being pulled. That's what it looks like. And anybody who has a deal or was thinking about making a deal with the city now has to ask serious questions about whether or not the city will honor a deal or is a trustworthy partner. No one is discussing, although it is there underneath, the damage Hogsett has done to the city of Indianapolis through this move. Because the move to say, hey, we know what the Indy 11 has done. We know that they did all the work to get the tax district created by the state in order to be able to build a stadium, and we can agree and disagree about tax districts all we want. I mean, I understand the arguments there. And at the 11th hour of the 11th minute, I'm going to screw the Indy 11. It should be the 11th minute of the 11th hour. But you know what I meant. And that's what he did. And nobody understands it. Which means somebody came to him and said, you're going to do this. And he said, right away, sir. I'm assuming that's how he talks. The damage done to the trustworthiness of Indianapolis by Joe Hogsett. Dear Lord. But they showed up did Indy 11 supporters, to try and push for this tax district not to happen. But the Indianapolis City Development Commission voted to approve the plan, and now it's going to go to the City County Council. As the City County Council is stating, you've got City County Councilor Kristen Jones. She represents a district which is the 11 Park site right there, the Diamond Chain, and also, you know, where this possible new district would be, where a stadium would go. Quote, we already have an approved development for such a site. Right? We already have it. Why do we need another one? Which really is a great question. But now it's going to go to the full City County Council. And one of the questions being asked is, who's going to sponsor this resolution? Who's going to put it up for a vote? And right now, nobody knows. Nobody knows what Democrats are going to do it. It would be hilarious if nobody did it. I'd laugh out loud. But don't worry. He'll get to somebody. Something will be promised. Politics are what they are. But it's not done there, because then it's going to go to the state. I don't know what's going to happen at all. And I don't know what's going to happen with ownership or anything else. All those things, those are deals that get made. But let's be clear that if someone's trying to make a deal with the city right now, how could they ever trust the city? Joe Hogsett is an untrustworthy partner. He proved it. Can't believe you Indianapolis people voted for him. By the way, I now say you Indianapolis people because you've made it clear I don't live in Indianapolis, so I don't get a say. All right. This is all on you. I'm Tony Katz.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Was getting a lot of love. He is the mayor of New York. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. 317-239-9393. That is the number. That's how you get to be a part of what it is we're doing over here. Find everything else at TonyKatz.com. Eric Adams was being given a lot of love because he was speaking with a level of clarity, as he has before, this on the protests that were seen in New York. Now, right now at UCLA, the situation is full-on riot. You have fights going on the campus of UCLA with these protesters. And one of the great, great scenes is the reporters very confused as they're watching these things unfold in the overnight hours. And they're like, hey, here's a new development.
first I've seen of this. I've never seen this flag before or this logo. I don't know if that's what this group is. We've been trying to get a clear view of what that says. I think it says Moshiach. Moshiach?
Yes.
I'm totally unfamiliar with what that is. I've never seen that flag flying, but that is...
It is the flag of the Chabad. It is a flag of the movement Moshiach, meaning Messiah. So in the midst of all of these Jew haters, here is Chabad, these Hasidic Jews who will stand down for no one, waving the flag saying, we're right here. It's an offshoot and an interesting group, and some of it's valuable and some of it I have questions about, and neither here nor there. People are like, what is this flag? What does this mean? It is just terrific. It is terrific that people are still willing to stand up. And there are people willing to stand up. So we shouldn't think that all is lost in these protests, but we certainly should be aware of the level of danger that these children bring us. These ridiculous students with no minds, these social media simpletons. What they desire, how they refuse to recognize that these people, these protesters, have lost the plot. And let me prove it to you, the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn, because there is more. You've lost the plot when Al Sharpton tells you that you have lost the plot.
Anytime what you are protesting for becomes secondary to what you are doing, then you're really not protesting for it. And you, in many ways, dramatize what we did in Vieques, what I did later in other situations, was to bring attention to a cause, not become the cause.
Right.
And what is troubling me about a lot of this is they become the cause. It's about them. It is not about pushing the cause. They need to ask themselves, if they were sincere,
right,
are you really focusing on what's going on in Gaza, about the children, about the women, about the innocent people, and in Israel, are you focusing on whether or not you are violent or whether or not you can say the most incendiary statement? How are you guiding this? It's about them, and I think that they've lost the message, and I think that's because they've been infiltrated by people that are not there
for
them.
That is what I'm worried about.
Well, and that's what we're all worried about, and
I'm glad that's what you're worried about there, Joe Scarborough. There never was a message. It was never about Israel. It was never about Gaza. They didn't lose the plot. This is the plot. It's about the tearing down of Western civilization. Everything that we've discussed, they've shown it. They show it all the time. We don't need any more proof of it. And if you want more proof that we understood it from the beginning, started talking about this on October 8th. Well, really, October 9th when we got back on the air, because it happened over the weekend. Let me take you back to Eric Adams, who in this, in these remarks that he made regarding these protests was taking place at Columbia and other places, he was very, very clear in his statements.
To do what is happening globally, there is a movement to radicalize young people, and I'm not going to wait until it's done and all of a sudden acknowledge the existence of it. This is a global problem that young people are being influenced by those who are professionals at radicalizing our children. And I'm not going to allow that to happen.
There are professionals radicalizing our children, and I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm not going to wait for the problem to get larger in order to recognize it. He continued with, "My uncle died defending this country, and these men and women put their lives on the line. It's despicable that schools will allow another country's flag to fly in our country. So blame me for being proud to be an American. I thank the NYPD for putting that flag back up. We are not surrendering our way of life to anyone." That's Democrat Eric Adams. You gotta applaud it when it makes sense. But if we're now going to really engage this conversation, no, you see, it's not these kids, it's these professional agitators. They're the ones who infiltrated. First, that might be true, but it doesn't excuse the actions of 20-year-olds. Start expelling students by the hundreds, by the thousands if need be. If they're engaged in violence and violating the rules of campus, not because they have a different opinion than me. But also understand that the agitators are inside the building. What Eric Adams is discussing, what others are discussing, we're having a conversation about the professors. The professors who are the agitators, the professors who condone the violence, the professors who want to destroy it all and teach the destruction of Western civilization. Until the universities fire the professors, this will continue. You want this to end? You want the madness to end? You want the hate and bigotry to end? Fire the professors. Pam Whitten, Meng Chang, Jeff Mearns. Fire the professors. Don't worry about tenure. Don't worry about lawsuits. Fire the agitators. Fire the professors. You either want to save education or you want to burn it down. Now, if there's another option, I'm listening.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Drama heading in to the Indianapolis 500. As we know, it is the month of May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
And we've got, what, 24 days to the Indy 500. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Kurt Darling joins us from the WIBC newsroom. He is our man at the track. And this starts with that race first of the year where Joseph Newgarden, Scott McLaughlin, utilizing the push-to-pass feature on starts and restarts, which is not allowed, they have the victory in the second place taken from them. And while they may have thought, okay, it's done with, the people didn't think it was done with. They think there's an actual scandal here, and this thing hasn't died down. Now you see the articles about whether or not this is going to have an effect on Roger Penske himself, the owner of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Team Penske. So first things first, people making something out of nothing to create drama, or is there smoke here for a reason?
Let's just say there might be a few embers. I wouldn't say there's smoke. But the thing is here, Tony, is that, yeah, this it basically has pushed all the wrong buttons, especially when it comes to Roger Penske and his ownership of the series, the owners, and still his ownership of the Team Penske itself, even though he has stepped away from a leadership position within Team Penske. That's now on Tim Cindric, who's the team president. But overall, Tony, like, it's just... It is a scandal. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not. It just seems to me, just from a pure observer standpoint, that it seems to have been an honest mistake by Team Penske. But you do have those like Colton Herta. You do have those like Gavin Ward, who is the team principal over at Arrow McLaren, who are basically calling, you know, for lack of a better phrase, BS on that whole thing. And they're calling them. And Colton Herta actually called them liars. And Gavin Ward has since expressed a lot of, let's just say, hesitancy in accepting the company line from Team Penske. So there is it's still a dark cloud over the series itself, but if it's going to be carrying any drama over into any of the competition that's going to be happening at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway here this month, I would say that's a little bit of a stretch, but still, it does beg the question, like, hey, you know, is this going to happen again, or are they finally on top of it?
But the idea that Penske's reputation is damaged, that somehow, you know, if you're being called a liar, it doesn't mean that you are. If you're being called a cheat, it doesn't mean that you are. Those are pretty strong words from Colton Herta. The idea that it's going to lead people to question what Penske does this lead IndyCar, even though it's Penske's, right? Does it lead IndyCar to spend a little more time on a Penske vehicle, a little more time looking at what the team is doing just to make sure?
Well, if anything, yes, but it also it enables their oversight of all the teams as well. And here's an example here, Tony. The reason why IndyCar was actually able to stumble upon this was because they forgot to turn on the push to pass during a practice warm-up at Long Beach, in which, even though all the cars were supposed to not have push to pass, the Penske cars did because of that line of code that was in the system. If they had not forgotten to actually turn on the push to pass for warm-up, they probably wouldn't have even discovered it, and it still would have been a case at Long Beach or even at Barber this past weekend. So if anything, it shines a light. Okay, maybe IndyCar needs to be a little bit better about their oversight of all the teams when it comes to this sort of thing, and make sure that everybody's on a level playing field. And so, yes, definitely you're looking at Penske's operation a little bit more, but you're also kind of saying, hey, let's make sure we're on top of it for all the teams as well.
That's Kurt Darling, our man who handles the track for us in the WIBC newsroom. Kurt, I appreciate you. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. In at UCLA, reports that flashbang grenades are being used to disperse the crowd. It's not a crowd. These violent, hateful, awful people who should be expelled, and the professors who should be fired who support them. I apologize for nothing. But Tony, I thought you believed in free speech. Children, is this free speech? Taking over buildings, refusing to leave areas, that's not free speech. If you're going to come at me with weak arguments, expect to be smacked down. I demand you come at me with better arguments. Not you, them. This isn't a free speech conversation, what's happening on these campuses. If you're stopping students from walking, that's not free speech. That's intimidation, harassment, and violence, and it should be responded to with what? Force. Oh, Tony, all of a sudden you're acting like a tough guy. What tough guy? This is the rational response. You don't allow these people to decide for you where you move. Someone's going to tell you you can't walk down a street, and you're going to be like, okay, I guess I can't walk down the street. That's an answer? You drive down the road of Indianapolis and someone from Antifa decides to pull a gun on you, and it's like, well, I guess they're in charge. They're in charge? That's free speech? These people, they're not worried about Gaza. They're not angry with Israel. They just want to tear it all down. They're terrible people. But hey, terrible people are allowed free speech. Free speech is not for the people or speech that you love. It's for the people and speech that you hate. That's reality. That's what makes America better. That these terrible people still can have a voice because they think that maybe you're terrible and you should be allowed to have a voice. But what's happening on these campuses, what happened to Columbia, what's happened to UCLA, this isn't free speech. And anybody who tries to use that moniker is willfully, wantonly lying. And there's a lot of those people on social media. And if you follow me at Tony Katz, you'll see some of them. But one of the big stories is about debates, where the Presidential Debate Commission has put together a schedule for debates, which Biden said, Biden was on Howard Stern's show. I had not mentioned it. I didn't go over it. Howard Stern is not the man that he was, and it's such a shame to watch. It is silly. It's just I don't know if this is guilt or this is just his long discussed mental issues coming to play. I mean, it's ugly to watch. Biden was on Howard Stern's show and said he'd be happy to debate Trump, which I have said there's no debate that's going to come. Then again, I've said Biden's not going to be the nominee, and I have now been confronted with, ooh, look at this. Yes, he will, which is nutty. I'll dig more into it. The debates are happening after early voting has begun, and the Trump team is apoplectic about this. Because the argument is, if you're already allowing people to vote before they've ever seen a debate, what's like how do you know what you're voting on? Well, that's the plan. The plan is to not worry about debates. And by the way, until I see a debate, I won't believe it. The first debate is scheduled for September 16th at Texas State University, October 1st, Petersburg, Virginia, and then October 9th, Salt Lake City. Those are the three debates that are scheduled. And I find it interesting because Virginia, I mean, one could argue that could be a swing state. Pretty interesting choices there. Early voting is such an awfulness. You're voting before you have all the data. It just seems maddening. Everyone should be voting on the same day. It should be a 24-hour period. It should be a holiday. We vote. This is what we do as a country. We vote. It's what we do. That's my take. It has been for a while. It was Neil Bortz who first suggested it. First time I heard it suggested, I'm like, that's a good idea. That's a solid idea right there. But I think it's a worthy argument. Why are you having a debate if early voting has already begun? But if they're going to early vote, we need to early vote. And we should be supportive of early voting while it's still legal. And we should be aggressive about it. Don't let the other party be the ones in charge of early voting. Get out there. Make it happen. Drive people to the polls. Do it all. Legally, of course. But if they early vote, we early vote. And if they ballot harvest, we ballot harvest. And if they ballot cure, we ballot cure. There's nothing they do that we shouldn't be doing. You got to fight the way you need to fight. And then you can make the changes to make everything safer.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Recalls, people. I mean, we have a whole bunch of recalls. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. We start with a recall on pickup trucks from Ford. 243,000 Maverick pickups. The taillights may not illuminate. The computer could falsely detect too much current on one or both of the tail lamps, causing them to stay dark when the trucks are being driven. 2022 through 2024 model years. You're going to want to check that out. Okay. Then there's a beef recall. 16,000 pounds of ground beef recalled nationwide because of E. coli concerns. This got announced by the USDA. The recall issued by a group called Cargill Meat Solutions. This was beef being shipped to Walmart stores nationwide. So that's the next thing to be aware of. If you've bought your beef there, it can be labeled under the all-natural brand. you got to be on the lookout. You got to be on the lookout. You got to check. You got to ask questions. You got to make sure you're cooking your food correctly. All these things have to happen. And then there is the recall on walnuts. Walnuts.
Hey, phrase it.
See, it would have worked better the first time. I would have been like, what's wrong with that? And then some people would have chuckled and we would have moved on. But because of the delay, the whole joke failed. Multi-state E. coli outbreak tied to walnuts. At least a dozen people have gotten sick from this. The FDA working with the CDC to investigate the outbreak of infections linked to organic walnuts from a place called Gibson Farms of Hollister, California. They were distributed in bulk bins to multiple natural food and co-op stores in over a dozen states. Some stores, though, may have repackaged the bulk walnut halves into pieces or end pieces into clamshells or bags. Right now, we are not on the list. Yeah, Indiana's not on the list of stores that have gotten those walnuts. But if you do see them from Gibson Farms, you might want to be aware. You might want to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, it's keep your eye. Keep your eyes open. And be healthy. That's all I can ask. Those are the recalls. I am your public service announcement, Tony Katz. See, that one I did right. That one I did. That was solid work. 93 WIBC, good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Experts fear catastrophic college declines due to botched FAFSA rollout. That's a story over at the IBJ via the Associated Press. FAFSA, the financial aid form that the state of Indiana somehow thinks you have to fill out, which is such garbage as to be believed. You don't want to fill it out, don't fill it out. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Does it work for you? Doesn't it work for you? Does it offer you something? Does it not? Who's the state to tell you you have to fill out a form? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, you might think it's ridiculous not to fill it out if your kid's going to college. That's a completely different conversation. That's about persuasion. You have to fill it out. You have to do anything. My take. But people not filling it out has to do with the fact that the form was delayed. The changes were delayed. The website isn't working for a lot of people. It's just a mess. People don't know if they did it right or not. And if I can't get the financial aid, I can't go to college. Maybe the cost of college is just too high. Maybe these universities that think themselves so important, so special, maybe they'll change their minds when enrollment is down 31%. Maybe some of them are going to close up shop. I'm okay with that. You created a system that doesn't necessarily provide value. And then you never once said, are my costs in line? But the people who did ask if their costs were in line, they seem to be flourishing. Oh, hey, Purdue. How are you? Good to see you. Yeah. Yeah. See how that works? Fascinating. Fascinating what happens when you're responsive to the market. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. I leave that to the side because we have to discuss some serious ridiculousness. You know, I often receive emails, tweets, all sorts of things. But every now and then, you get something where you're not expecting the source and you're not expecting the thing. As if everybody, you know, you don't always know if everybody's looking at the same things you are. But it seems that everybody I know who plays in some level of political sphere in Indiana has sent me this ad that Victoria Spartz put out against Chuck Goodrich. This is the 5th District congressional race. And is saying that this race has gotten nuts. Allow me to say it. This race is insane. Chuck Goodrich going after Victoria Spartz. Well, she's not easy to work for. I guess I'm not going to interview to work in her office. That ad was insane. Victoria Spartz referring to Goodrich as China Chuck? My God, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with that ad. But this one, which is a flyer, You know what, Producer Carl, you know what I'm going to do for you? I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen the ad?
Which one? No, I don't watch TV. I only listen to radio.
You're a genius. I just texted you the flyer. But Chuck Goodrich is just another liberal playing dress up. Go ahead, look at it. Let's hear Carl's reaction. You should have it by now.
Yes, I have it. Oh, yeah. What, is he trans?
It's a ballerina or someone dressed up like the Tooth Fairy. And I don't know if this was Spartz's team or somebody focused on protecting Spartz. Put Chuck Goodrich's head on it. This race is out of control and no one looks good. This race is nuts. Now, Democrats may enjoy this, but remember, Democrats, you don't have the ability to run two people or more for any race out there except for Indianapolis, so maybe you should sit this one out. This is surreal stuff. And you can argue that, look, it's politics and it's rough and tumble. But then there's the idea of just, forgive me, then there's the idea of just stupid. If you want to argue that someone did X, Y, or Z, or A, B, or C, you're more than welcome to make the argument. You should make the argument. This is a problem. This is an issue. Here's what they said. Here's how they voted. Here's what they put out as a policy. Here's where I disagree. Here's why it's a problem. Here's why you should vote for me. Makes sense. But she's hard to work for, so don't vote for her. Sorry, was a bad ad. This flyer is nuts. It's ridiculous. I had considered running in the 5th District this year. It absolutely came up. It had come up a few years ago. It came up again. I had considered the run. That is not me, you know, just trying to insert myself. This was a conversation.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Between me and my wife, suffice it to say that I know I would have had a level of support. I look at this and I'm like, is this what you want? Never mind you actually want to serve in Congress, where if you can't actually get anything done, what are you going to do? To which sometimes exposing that you can't get anything done might be getting things done. But who wants to be a part of this? This is the message. Clearly. Hey, you who may want this, you who may want to serve your country, you who may have a good idea, you who may have a good philosophy, oh, you don't want any of this, because we'll dress you up like Tinkerbell. And then we'll create ads that sounds like you screaming in the background so everybody's scared of you because you're so mean. Who wants this? You want to know why we don't get the best? Because of this. And by the way, that's not even a knock on whether or not Chuck Goodrich or Victoria Spartz or anybody running the 5th is a decent person. I know Victoria a little bit, Congresswoman Spartz. I met Chuck Goodrich once. I don't know them on a day-to-day. But if you were to look at these ads and how they're going at each other, what are you left to think? Or is all fair in love and politics and who actually cares? Once you get the nomination, nothing else matters. And by the way, these aren't the only two people running. They're just throwing a level of mud that is super weird. I don't know. By the way, guys, I have never cursed on air, and I'm never about to. I know how to make the effect. Settle down. Settle down. I'm getting texts. Nice save there. Please. Please. A little more respect for what I do. I honestly don't know if it's just me. I do not know how this is seen in the 5th District at all. I do not know if being the incumbent, even though she said she wasn't going to run and then change her mind, is enough for Victoria Spartz. I do not know if there's a real groundswell for Chuck Goodrich. And you've got Raju Shinthalo running. You have Max Ingling running, young guy. You have people and you have options. Mark Hurt is running in that race. There's a host of others. I'm not trying to leave anybody out. So I don't know where the 5th District is going to go. But I am here to tell you this race, at least with the ads from the Spartz team, from the Goodrich team, is ridiculous. The idea that the electorate is actually moved by this stuff, if so, I was right not to run. And if that's the way it is, I might be right to never run. Holy cow.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures up 177. NASDAQ futures up 143. Oil prices right now, Brent crude at 84.21, which is a little bit lower than it has been. West Texas Intermediate is under $80 a barrel as we speak. The 10-year Treasury note at 4.614, a little bit of a down. When I say a little bit, I mean a little bit. I'm being generous. 30-year fix, still national average, according to Bankrate, 7.31%. How do I not have a local mortgage banker giving us the mortgage rates day after day? This sponsorship's now available. I keep saying it. I keep doing it right there. Interesting story here about Moderna. Yeah, vaccines. Moderna loses less than expected as COVID vaccine sales beat estimates. I don't even know what to say. They're still selling COVID vaccines? I mean, not that they're still selling them. People are still buying them? Really? People are still, that is unreal to me. Absolutely incredible. Then there's this. This was on X from something called the Kobisi letter. The Kobisi? This is about Starbucks. And so the source was sent from a series of places, and I'm like, okay, these are people who follow what's going on. I'm willing to take a look. I don't claim an expertise on them, and everything should be double-checked. But we know that a lot of companies taking a look at their economics, taking a look at where spending trends have been. We've talked about McDonald's, which to me is how you I'm going to be judging how the economy is going. You have prices that have gone up over the last 10 years more than inflation. You have them saying that people are changing their buying patterns. They can't afford our product anymore. So now they're going to offer sales by clearly getting more involved in technology, which is going to cost people their jobs. Company-wide same store sales for Starbucks down 4%, traffic down 6% this quarter. In China, same-store sales down 11%. Management lowering revenue growth guidance from 7% to low single digits. And most loyal customers are looking for discounts. Worldwide, whether it's China, whether it's Europe, you absolutely have recession. People are focused on their money and they ain't spending where they ain't spending. And if they can't get their Starbucks, which, you know, shame on them, please. Friends don't let friends drink Starbucks. We've got local here. And local is good. Even if you're utilizing some of the franchise local, right, whether it's Dunkin' Donuts, Big B is now in town. A couple other players are coming in. Local coffee. Do it right now. But it's all just proving the economic point. Now, the world is crazy. But we do not have to be. You hear me talk about it often, and that's why we bring you the TK, Tony Katz, that's me. Hey, the TK Thursday Music Moment, presented by KillADentRemoval.com, the hail damage repair, the paintless dent removal, the door ding repair, the mobile dent repair. It's all taken care of right there in your driveway, right there in your office by KillADent. KillADentRemoval.com. That's who you call. Tell them Tony Katz sent you. KillADentRemoval.com. They sponsor the TK, the Tony Katz, the TK Thursday Music Moment. 1978 is where we go. I am not a reggae guy. I'm just not. But I guess I make an exception for the Police. Because I don't know. I don't know if it's reggae or just... These guys are a little out there, a little smarter than the everyday, and the musicianship kind of works better for me. From 1978, Can't Stand Losing You. Roll down your windows in your car, turn up the speakers, take a breath, take a beat. You don't have to be as nutty as those people out there. We recharge, we get back to it, turn it up, hit it.
I can't stand losing.
got to take a moment, guys. There it is. Now we can get back to it. Just that easy. The full list of all the TK Thursday music moments is available at WIBC.com. You should check it out. So there was a post that Michael Rapaport's show has been canceled. Now, I'm not talking about a TV show. It's a comedy thing. He was appearing in Wisconsin, and it was sold out, and now it's been canceled for safety. Tony Katz. That's me, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Michael Rapaport's an actor, and Michael Rapaport has been a raging leftist for years. And over the past year, he's Jewish, and he has seen the protests about Israel, and he thinks these people are disgusting. And he's rethinking his position on Trump because maybe Trump was right about this, and maybe Trump was right about this, and the left did this, and the left is doing that, and they're the ones silencing people, and they're the ones keeping people quiet. So now, over safety concerns, they canceled his show. His appearance in Wisconsin. So I did put out on X, you want to come to Indianapolis. I don't know if I have the wherewithal to be able to, you know, to produce a show here, but I'd give it a go. I'd give it a shot. If you'd sit down and do some questions with me, isn't that we're going to agree on everything? It's that, A, the turn is intriguing, to say the least. B, I appreciate somebody who is supportive of Israel, and I don't mind supporting that, even if we disagree on other things. Let's take what we agree on and move forward. It's my money. I'll do with it what I dang well please. But even more so, these stories of people saying, hey, I think I may have been wrong, they're fascinating. Or, look, I may not like this dude, or I may not like that policy, but what's happening over here is nuts. That's very much what's happening with Bill Maher, who has yet to admit to himself that there's no way for him to be part of a political party that doesn't believe in comedy at all. They don't believe in laughter at all. Everything is oppressive, everything is oppression, and everyone is guilty of oppressing or being oppressed. Doesn't leave much time for a laugh. Very hard to find laughter if you can't start a joke with two Jews walk into a bar. Very, very difficult. Because if you were to start with that joke, they will respond, Zionists! You see what I did there? That's two black men walk into a bar. Racist! Two lesbians walk into a bar. That's a total lie. They would have moved in with each other first. Now, that's a good joke. Screw you. I'm sticking with that joke to the day I die. Come at me. If he gets back to me, we'll try and do it. Why not? We should have a comedy festival anyway.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.